This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Korean scientists are announcing a breakthrough in human cloning. For the first time, they have succeeded in cloning a human embryo. Unlike past cloning claims, this one appears in a prestigious peer-reviewed journal. Scientists say the work could lead to an entirely new kind of medical treatment. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Jose Sabelli is a cloning scientist at Michigan State University. Over the years, he'd learned about a team of scientists at the Seoul National University in Korea who were doing some work with human cells. But he didn't know much about their work, and he'd never been in direct contact with them until last summer.
I was approached by them sometime in June last year. They wanted me to look at a manuscript that they were preparing. And when I read the title, I jumped out of my chair and couldn't believe it. They had done it.
It was a cloned human embryo. Scientists have known this day might come. After all, it's been nearly 8 years since Scottish scientists cloned the embryo that eventually became the sheep Dolly. But Korean scientists had no intention of trying to create a clone baby. All they wanted was the embryo, so they could use it to obtain embryonic stem cells. Those are the special cells that can become any cell type in the body. The first thing you need to make a cloned human embryo is human eggs, what scientists refer to as oocytes. Chung-kyu Lee is a member of the Korean team.
We collect the oocyte, and we removed the genetic materials from the oocyte.
After you remove the genetic material from the oocyte, you replace it with the genetic material from the adult you plan to clone. Next, you coax the egg to start dividing, and if it does, you've got the start of a genetic copy of the adult. Lee and his colleagues started with 242 oocytes from 16 women. From those, they were able to get 30 embryos to grow to the blastocyst stage, a hollow ball of more than 100 cells that forms after about a week. No one has done that before, and you need blastocysts to get embryonic stem cells. Lee says they were able to successfully obtain embryonic stem cells from only one of the blastocysts.
The efficiency of collecting embryonic stem cells from blastocysts is generally low.
Indeed, even with embryos created from eggs and sperm, the efficiency of collecting stem cells is low. Last summer, Lee and his colleagues sent a paper describing their work to the journal Science. The peer reviewers at Science had questions. In particular, they wanted proof that the embryos were truly clones of adult cells, and not eggs that had started dividing on their own. Michigan State's Jose Sabelli helped provide that proof.
We finally were able to come up with things that convinced the reviewers that this was indeed, for the first time, an embryonic stem cell line produced from a person that is walking around in Korea.
The research appears in the online edition of the journal Science. Scientists in this country who've seen the Korean work are impressed. George Daly works with embryonic stem cells at Children's Hospital in Boston.
I think it's hugely important, no doubt. Obviously, it's one small step for science, but it's a very, very important demonstration that we can do with human cells what we've only been doing thus far with mouse cells and certain other mammals.
Scientists like Daly are excited about the potential of embryonic stem cells for treating disease, because there are a lot of human diseases that are caused by damage or destruction of particular cells. But embryonic stem cells from an unrelated donor could be rejected, just like a kidney transplant can be rejected if the donor isn't a match. Daly says the idea is to use cloning to make cells genetically identical to the person who needs them, cells that won't be rejected.
We're doing these studies in mice right now, but this paper suggests that we could be doing this with real human cells. And, of course, working with the actual human cells makes the work much more relevant. It puts us that much closer to actually achieving what we want, which is to imagine new ways of treating patients.
That's the promise of this research. But it's important to remember that making stem cells from cloned embryos still means destroying an embryo, and that's the moral conundrum that has held up so-called therapeutic cloning in this country. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.